First of all, Roitzi Yashir Koyach and Ruchem Abom to the Oilam for coming to be Mechazakos, coming to the front lines of the Milchomov. The front lines are right here in this Beis Medrash. This is the war room of the Koyach that will be Machriya in the Chazanish, in the Hakdomah to Or HaChaim. He brings down many, many different Midrashi Chazal, Gemoras, as a his oirus for Omel HaToyra, Simchas HaToyra. That's what the Chazon Ish did. Anyone you ever come across a Gemora Chazal that gives you his oirus, you should photocopy it and put it in your Gemora. That's what the Chazon Ish did. So he brings down, and interesting, a lot of Mamorim, and one of them he brings down over there is, Omer Ef Oben. He brings the pasuk Ekro Lelikim Olai Goimer. Yushalmi in the Dorim Darshins that we know Besula Shenivla Pochas Migimul Shonim Besulei Achoizrim. That's our mission. They were in Esgaira. They were in a matzav of Becheskas Beula, less than three, and then they were in Esgaira. She has a din of a Besula. So the Yushalmi said, "What's the din? A katana that's 3 years old. She had a third birthday." They made a big bash. 2 weeks later, the Sanhedrin decides to be, it is a reason to be Ma'abra de Shono. That it's not Chodesh Nisan, they really go back, it's a double Adar. Stating Yushalmi that yesterday she was a Ba'ula, she was Nivala. After her third birthday, she was Nivala. She's a Ba'ula Gemura. Ein Latayas Basulim, Ksuvasa Meir, not Masayim. But then Bezdin decided to make an Ibushana, so she's now still 3 years old. Besuleh Choizrim. Shalmi stated the Besulim come back. If Chazal said that she's not three, she's not three. And the Teva is Meshubat to what the Chachmei Agamora say. And yesterday she was a Beulah, but now, no. Besuleh will be Choizrim. She's a Besula Gemura. Interesting. He brings this down. When a person learns, not only, you have to know what we're learning, what were we accomplishing with that Torah. This is one of the chazals that the Chazon Ish brings down. So learning these sugyas will definitely give the koyach haTorah, which is, it brings Torah to the bringing Torah to the next level. The level next level is the level above Teva. And just there's another Chazon Ish over here I just want to mention, which you should all be zeichet to this brocha. He brings the Ovis to Reb Nosson. Kol anoisin divrei Torah aliboy. Mevatlim mimenu hirhure cherev, hirhure ro'ov, hirhure shtus, hirhure znus, hirhure yetzahora, and many more, hirhure dvorim betelim, hirhure oil bosser vidom. We're holding in a tkufa where not only a physical tzora, but emotional. People have worries. Everyone's worries, everyone's thinking, listening to the news. How many people didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael yet then? Now, everyone's back because they were waiting for Nasrallah speech. What's he going to say? What's to learn it up? Should we come back? And should ridiculous hachroz whether to come? So people, there's a big lack of yeshiva das. State in the Chazon Ish. Someone who's noising divrei Torah aliboy, coming to Eretz Yisrael to learn. There's no bigger noising divrei Torah aliboy in the world than that. So you'll be zeicha, you, your families, friends, you'll all be zeicha to this brocha of Mevatlim Mimenu, all Hirhure Cheref, Hirhure Rov, Hirhure Shtus, and I'll be messiahing with this Hagdoma that one thing I have in my Gemuras is the Chazon Ish was Noe Doiresh V'Noe Mekayim. There's a Chazon Ish in Kalim, in Siman Zayin. Kalim, that's one of the hardest Chazon Ishes. The Chazon Ish, whenever he wrote a Michtav, he wrote the date and the place. It's this date and this place. And so he gave a description sometimes, so he writes at the beginning, Siman Zayin. Be'ezras Hashem, Yoim Aleph, Tezvov Tamus. That's the date. Tov Reish Ayin. He says, parentheses, what's happening on this date? Shnas Melchoma al Pnei Kol Oretz. It was the World War. Also Melchomas Ashkenaz, Austria, Es Melchomas Russia, Engle, Tzorfas, Chorvu Ayorois, Venerisu Medinois, Betoisha Bnei Yisrael. River voice, mi bnei Yisrael, golu b'li mishan b'li mishana. River voice, no place to live, tzoris, no money. Nari bnei Yehuda, noflu chalolim, al sode krav mizeh mizeh. Dying, back and forth. Modu bote midrasha le Torah ein toimech. People can't be toimech Torah machzik. Va'amahuma rabba bekerav kol Yisrael. End of parenthesis. That's the date, the place. Stuvitzi. That's where the Chazanish was. The Rav there. That's the place. Parenthesis. What's going on in this place? Nisrafa kemat kol ha'ir. The kol yoishvim belachatz bedachak. The whole city is in turmoil. End the parentheses, and he starts. Chulin kuf samach dalet omar marach haluka l'shloisha. Straight into the Chazanish. How could anyone learn Aleph Beis in such times? The Chazanish wrote his sefer on Kalim. That's kol anoisin divrei Torah aliboy. Somewhere else. So we should all be zeicher to that. The Mishnah brings down the din of Giyaris, and we'll start from the Gemara. I want to give a little bit of an overview of the sugya. That's what I was asked to touch a little bit on all the topics that are going to be discussed this week. The Gemara says like this: Omer Evhuna ger koton matbilin oisei al das besdin. When a ger godel comes to be megayer, he's megayer himself. Gets a moil, does the tefillah. There's a halacha that it has to be done bifnei bezdin. The Gemara Yevamos Darshins by Geris Mishpat Ksivbe, there's a halacha bifnei shloisha. But he does the Geris. A ger katan, it seems, can't do it on his own. So Mameila, the chiddush is matbilin oisei al das bezdin. Bezdin could be megayirin. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? My kamashvul on tzchus huloi vezochim laodam shaloi befonov. We know in the Torah there's a parasha called tzchia. Someone else could do zchusim for you. If someone sees a metzia, they can pick it up, that you should be zeicher. They can be mekabel matana for you. Somebody showing them hold, you can be mekadesh and isha for someone. If it's a zchus, zochen lodem. So, like Rav Huna, my kamashmalon. What's your chiddush about that? There's a parsha of zchia. Bezdin could be megayir or cotton. Says the Gemara, the chiddush of Rav Huna is, you would think, ma'u desema oivit kechovim behefkeir nichalei. That he's nichalei behefkeira, so maybe for him it's not as chus to be a yid. So what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? That hani mili godl, when he's tam tam di isura, then he appreciates the hefkeiras kaviyochel. So in other words, you see from this gemara, even though everyone agrees being a yid is a chus, there's no shaila about that over a goy. That's not the shaila. But someone who's tam tam di hefkeira, he's blind, he doesn't have the eyes to see it, and he thinks not being a yid is better. And when we're danning zchus and choyva, we're not danning on the emes lamita, we're danning on what this person thinks. So you would think by him it's not a zchus. The chiddush of Rav Huna is that's only by a godel shetoam tam de iser, a cotton zchus huloi. Basically, the chiddush of Rav Huna is a small prat that you should know geirus is a zchus. Oh, it's a zchus. I'm a meila. Megayir noisein bezdin. Zochem la'odam shaloi befonov. Says the Gemara that L'choyah Lema Messiah, we have a raya to Rav Huna from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a Giyaris, Mipochus, Mipnois Shalishon of the Yomechel, that was Mezgaira. So, who is Megaira? We see Bezdin could be Megaira. So we see it's a Schus Rav Huna. You don't have to tell me something that's in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers like this: no, it's not a raya. Hochav Mayaskinon, Beger Shin is Gairu Bonov Ubenois of Imoi. The nichaluhu b'may da oved avuhoim. Pshat in Gemara. The poshet of pshat in the Gemara and azayiz mevu in the Rashba. We're talking about that bezdin. Same thing. Matbilin oisal das bezdin. But when his father comes also to be megayer, then nichaluhu. There's another gears in the Rashba. One word helps. Nichaluhu lemevad. It's good for him to do what his father does. In other words, it's vaytu. We're talking about zochin, but here, you don't see from the Mishnah that the etzem Yiddishkeit is a schus. Maybe not. But if his father's doing it anyway, a kid wants to do what his father does, not what his father tells him to do. A child wants to do what his father does. That's what he does. That's the schus for him. Like father, like son. Father could tell him from Hein bis Morgen, it's not going to make a difference. That's not a schus. But if the father's Megayer, the father's also being Megayer, I want to be like that. So Mamela says the Gemara like this. The end of the day, when you're Megayer, it's Zochim La'odim Shaloi Befonov. Rav Huna's Chiddush is that the Yiddishkeit is the Schus, that you don't see from the Mishnah. Maybe the etzem Yiddishkeit is not a schus, but the schus is to be like the father. That's how the Rashba learns in the Gemara. We'll just mention in the Ramban, to see it, it's a little bit geboit. We'll hear more about that maybe tomorrow. The Ramban learns different in this Gemara. The Ramban learns by Nisgairu Bono Vubanois of Imoi, the father is being Megairim. It's not Bezdin, it's the father. He's Nisgairu Das Ofif. From the Ramban, it's Mavur that Bezdin, Matpilinois al Das Bezdin, if it's the father's not around, or if the father's not being Megair, but if the father brings him, the father could also be Megairim, Matpilinois al Das Ofif. That's how the Ramban read this Gemara. Lefi the Ramban, now like this, there were those that wanted to learn in the Ramban that if so, when the father's Megayer, maybe it's not a parish of Schiyah Bechlal, it's some new method of being Megayer. Maybe the father has some bailus to be Megayer's children, and what the Gemara means is, when Bezdin does it, they don't own him. That Schiyah Zochen Lodim Shaloi Befonov, maybe by the father it's a different Torah, but it's not Mashma in the Gemara at all, because read the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Bonov Ubonois of Ima, the Gemara says a Hezber, Dinichaluhu, B'mayda Ovid Lohoin Havuon. Dinichaluhu, what is the Nichaluhu? What's the type? Dinichaluhu, it's good for them. Why are you looking for Nichaluhu? Because we're in the parasha of Schiyah. Schiyah has to be a Schus. Which means, even Lefi the Ramban at the end of the day, it's the din of Zochen Lodim Shaloi Befonov. But what the Gemara means is, you don't, similar like the Rashba with a slightly different Knech, you don't see from the Mishnah that Yiddishkeit is a schus, maybe not. But a child wants what the father does for him. Lefi the Rashba, the child wants what the father does, like father. Lefi the Ramban, the child is happy if the father's doing it for him. When the Shita brings this down, he says, in the Lefi the Ramban, the Girsa is, it's good for them what the father does for them. At the end of the day, it's a schus. So that's the sugya Gemara. So we see from here this Gemara that when Bezdin is a Megayer, we're using the din of Zochin La'odom Shaloi Befonov. It's a parish of Schia. And that's what this sugya, because of this, it throws us into new nekudas about Schia. For instance, we have a klal that ain't schia legoy. That's Taisus over here. Taisus all the Rishonim. It's not a ger cotton, it's a goy cotton. We're being nice. We call him a ger cotton. He's really a goy cotton. Ain't schia legoy. That's the klal. Everyone agrees there's no schia for a goy. So if we need the parish of schia to be megarim, how could you do it by a goy? There's a teretz in Taisus that it's born with vasachas. It's a Taisus from Yetzir Shem, you learn the first Taisus. A second shayla all the Rishonim ask, what about a cotton? Is there schia to a cotton? So it depends. Shitas Rashi and Tosfos and Shas that schia is mitam shlichus. The yisoid of schia means the yisoid of schia state in the Rishonim that anan sahadi dinichale. That when I pick up a matana or I do something from you, you didn't tell me you want it, but there's a stam das that you want me to do it. It has a din das anan sahadi. If we be it to you, we would ask him and go through it. He would say he wants it. It's an anan sahadi dikadas. That's what tzchi is based on. Shitas Rashi and Tosfos is that tzchi is mitam shlichus, which means anan sahadi that he is a shliach, the oved le shliach. Tzchi and shlichus is the same thing. The parasha of tzchi means I become a shliach. Shitas Ritva over here is different. It's a different parasha. So when we ask this kasha by cotton, you'll notice when Tosfos asks the kasha, he says, hold on a second. Cotton doesn't have shlichus. All agree, cotton doesn't have shlichus. So how can he have schia? What's going on in the sugya? The Ritva, for instance, says schia is not mitam shlichus. Schia is a different parasha. So a cotton could have schia. A goy can't. But this whole Tosfos is all about once we know we're in the world of schia, we have to work out with a cotton and a goy. They don't have schia. How is it working? And those are the two mahalachim in Tosfos which will be learned up this week. It's one mahalach in Tosfos that is only the rabbonim. He's a derabbonon dekiyid. He's not a deraisa dekiyid. It's derabbonon. The second teretz of Tosfos is that when it's a schus godol, schus gomor, then even a cotton can have that schia. Difficult concept has to be explained. Don't know. I have to explain this teretz. Not easy. I think they're leaving it for Rav Osher Shir. So, which you'll be zeichet here twice. So hopefully with clarity in the Tosfos over here. That's one noise that comes in with Tzchiyah. The second noise that comes in with Tzchiyah is the Hemshech HaGemor. I'm just going to mention it. that Omer of Yosef Higdilu Yecholin Limchois. When this Ger Kotem gets older, he could be Moicha, I don't want the Geirus. What's that about? He Megayus someone and he changes his mind. A person who's a Yid, there's no way back. You can't become a Goy afterwards. So what's this Higdilu Yecholin Limchois? Again, the Pashtus is, and that's what the Rashba says in Kedushin, it's not a Halach in Geirus. There's a Halacha by every Zchia. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, if someone is Zoyche in something for you, a Matona, and you didn't know about it, when you hear about it, you say, you're Moicha, I don't want it. You could be Mevatel L'Zchia. That's a klal in all Zchia. Zchia has a din of Zchus, but you could be Moicha. Once you heard it, you accepted it, it's too late. But you could be Moicha and Zchia. How does Macho work? How does that exactly work? So Miyetz Hashem, I think this week you'll be learning the Rashba in Kedushin Chof Gimel. That famous Rashba in Kedushin that says Macho has two tracks. There's two ways it can work. Says the Rashba, if it's something that's not a schus gomer, let's say like matono. People love matonos, but mitzad sheni there's a klal of soimi matonos yichya. If it's a schus sheposuch boik tzas choivel, when you say you don't want it, I am defining that for me it's a choivel. So that's why there's no schus. It's not a schus. Zochim lodim if it's a schus. I can say it's a choivel. Says the Rashba, that's good, it works. But sometimes there's something that's called a schus gomer. A schus gomer, like someone wants to be zoiche for you in a mitziah or for an oni leket shikha and peya. That's a schus gomer. You have no reason in the world, if you're a normal, healthy person, no reason in the world not to take it. So how, and we know, you could, how does macho work there? Says the Rashba, that's the second klal of ein zochin la'odam bal korchon. I didn't do the ma'isa kinyan, you did it for me. You can't be machne something to my rishus if I don't want it. The Rashba says both of these rules are correct. I think by geirus, the Rashba holds it's a schus gomor. So over here, the way the macho works is with track number two. It's a fascinating Rashba over there, and I think you'll learn the Rashba inside and we'll find in the Rashba, the Rashba even has one case of a zchia where you can't be moicha. He says like this. He talks about a tzir. There's a man diyomar that to be meshacher and eved, you can use zchia because it's a zchus. One man by an eved. Says the Rashba, that's a zchus gomar. So mameli, you can't get up and say, the eved hears about it afterward, he can't say, oh, it's a choy for me. Batla daita. So track number one is not here. What about track number two of Ein Zochin Loi La'odam Al Korchoi? Says the Rashba, by Shichur Avodam, that doesn't apply. An Odin has a right to force upon the Eved the Chaloi Shichur. The Eved has no right to stop it. He says, otherwise, what the Odin is going to be Meshuvah to the Eved, he can't get rid of him. He has to have the Eved. He's the Odin, not the Eved. So says the Rashba, when you come to Shichur Avodim, on one hand, it's a schus gomer. You can't get up and say it's a choiv. And the second track, which is ain't zchiyah bal korcho, here the eved. So says the Rashba, over there, you could be zoiche for the eved bal korcho with no mecho. That's just a picture of the Rashba. So, but the Rashba there brings this gemara of mecho. Okay. So we basically, back to the memra of Rav Hun and the gemara, you can use the parsha of zchiyah for geiris. To be megayra cotton, Rav Hun told us that it's a schus. So the first nakuda over here is lechayra. When we know the zchiyah that we know it that applies is when you are doing a ma'isa kinyan for someone. I want to pick up a matono, a matzia to be zeichin something for you. You're not doing the ma'isa kinyan. I'm working for you. I do it for you. So you didn't do the kinyan. How do I do a kinyan for you? Because zochin the parish of zchiyah, if it's a midi deschus, either with shlichus without. Lefi Rashi and Tais is with, Lefi the Ritvo without. Either way, midi deschus, I can do something for you. But let's focus on this ger kotten. How are you, Megayer, with a maisa mila vitvila? The Gemara didn't mention mila, but avada the mila also has to be al das best, and not just the tvila. The Rishonim speak about why we pick tvila. Either because the Rashi says the Gemara geiris, so we talk about the tvila. The Ritva said we picked something that shaykh by men and women. I want to be fair. So Mila's own, but Tvila is the way an Isha's Magai. So we picked the Tvila that shaykh by both. Either way, who's doing the Mila? Is Bezdin doing the Mila, the Tvila for the cotton? The cotton has the Mila and Tvila. if you realize the milah v'tefillah that's being done by the katan is the exact same milah v'tefillah that a gadol has when he's megayer. How is a gadol megayer on his own? He goes in, hires a moil, jumps in the mikvah, and he's nisgayer. So l'chayr, what are you being? Zechiyush means when you're not doing the ma'isa, I have to do it for you. Over here, the katan's doing it. So for what aspect is it necessary to have zoch? What is it the katan's not doing that someone else is doing for him, that Bezdin is doing for him? So says the Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin Siman Tezvov, he says like this, the actual physical ma'isa of milah v'tefillah, the katan doesn't need, the katan has, it's in his guf, the katan has the milah v'tefillah. I mean, Bezdin is not putting him in the water. Let's just get that. Bezdin's not putting him in the water. He goes in, however he goes in, he goes in. So why do you need Zechiyah? Says the Bircha Shmuel, because Geirus needs Das. A cotton is a lav bar Das. If someone picks up a Metziah and he doesn't know it's a Metziah without Das, it doesn't work. You're not Koine. You need Das to be Koine. So the cotton doesn't have Das. Bezdin has to have the Das for him. How can I have the Das for you? Midin zochim le'odom shaloi befonov. Now the Bircha Shmuel brings down the reason why Geirus needs Das. He says it's for two reasons. It's for two reasons. Number one, he says, when a person does a Maisa Kinyan, when you have Das to be koine, your Das is poil the Zchiyah, the Chalois. I'm Zoyche because I have Das. Reb Orber says you need Das to be Zoyche in the Geirus. To be Zoyche in the Geirus v'kedushas Yisrael. In one place in Reb Orber, he calls it, like a Melitza, the Zchiyas Momen Shebegeirus. I want to show you how Bircha Shmuel is viewing Geirus. Maybe you could have learned the process of Geirus. Maybe it's like Tfilas Kelim, or Tfilas Nida, or someone who's Tomei. You toivel at a mikvah for Tumah, Mali from Tumah L'Taira. So here, the process of Milah V'Tfilah, you become Kodesh B'Kedushas Yisrael. No. This is Kinyonim, says the Bircha Shmuel. You do a Maisa, and you're Zoyche, just like you're Zoyche in Maman, you have to have Das to be Zoyche in the Kedushas Yisrael. The Schias Momen Shevigeris. That's the phrase that Reb Orber coined. You're Zoich in the Schias Momen Shevigeris. It's not Momen, it's the Kedushas Yisrael. Says the Baruch, that's Prat number one. There's a second reason why you need Das, besides for the actual acquiring of the Kedush. Says the Baruch, he brings it from the Baruch Grov, he says that a Maisa Kinyan only has a Torah's Maisa Kinyan if it was done midas habaylim. When I do a Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa is a good Maisa Kinyan because I have Das to be kind of something with it. If there's no Das besides the first Nakuta, chutz from them, that it can't be poilus, it's not a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa has to be done with the Das of the Bailam to be kind of. So says the Brisker Rav, if the Mila Vitfila isn't done with a Das lehizkayer, you're missing the Maisa Kinyan Shevigeiris. It doesn't have a Torah's Maisa Kinyan to be Koine. So he's looking at Maisa Geiris, both Ben Bechashmul, in two places, also in the Shiurim, as if you were going to do a Maisa Kinyan. When someone is Zoicha for you, when someone does the Kinyan for you, they are doing the Maisa for you, and they have the Das for you. Over here, when we come to Ger Kotten, the Maisa, we don't have to do for him. Bezdin doesn't have to do for him, the Maisa. He has the Mila V'Tfilah. But he's missing the Das, and says Reb Orber, for both reasons are emes. Without the Das, the Maisa is not a Maisa. This is not a Maisa Geiris. Number two, even if it would be a Maisa Geiris, but he doesn't have the Das to be Zoyche in the Kedushas Yisrael. So Mameila, that's what Matbil and Oisei al Das Bezdin. Bezdin has to have the Das for him. That's what's Lechoyra, the Pshat in the Gemara over here, Midin Tzchiyah, not like this. It's a little bit, that's Lechoyra Pshat here, but it comes out a little bit mechudosh. Normally, when someone does something for you, be it Tzchiyah, be it Shlichos, they're doing the Maisa and the Das for you. The Das is not something separate from the Maisa. The Maisa has to be done with that Das. There has to be some type of connection here. The Kotan is having the Mila V'Tfilah, and what Bezdin is standing on the side, L'shem Yichud, we have Das, that it should be, how do we connect the Das? What's the chibur between the maisa that's being done in the tinuk and the das that Bezdin's having? We have to fataych. It's not two separate things. The geirus has to be done al das Bezdin. Bezin's there. The milah of the tefillah is being done on the tinok. Bezin's not doing the milah, and they're not putting him in the water. Lo shamanu. The bezin has to do the milah or put him in the water. That's not what's happening. So someone else is doing it. Whoever's doing it. And Bezdin is standing on the side of Das. What connects it that we could explain and we can fataych that the Maisa Geiris is being done with the Das of these people that are standing here? The Moshel by a Metzia, if we would bring the Moshel, if someone would pick up something that's Hefker, he doesn't know it's Hefker, so he doesn't have Das to be Koine. His friend is standing next to him. His friend knows that that's Hefker, and his friend has the Das. I have the Das that you should be Koine. That should work. What's missing? He did the physical Maisa, and he has the Das. The answer is, yeah, you're having the Das, but it doesn't shtel through to the Maisa. My Maisa is being done, I'll pee your Das. What's the connection? So, the Maisa, the Loshen HaGemara is, Omrav Huna, Gerkotin, Matbilin Oisei Al Das Bezdin. There is a Loshen over here that the tefillah, it doesn't just say Bezdin has the Das. The Loshen of Gemara is the tefillah is being done al Das Bezdin. What does that mean? How do we... So, I think there are those that want to say that Bezdin is like fearing the Inyanim over here. If Bezdin walks in and they say, okay, now do the Mila, it's going to be L'Shem Geri. So we tell you to do the Mila. We're orchestrating the order of events and what's happening over here. Maybe that's enough to be called... It's being done al pi Bezdin. Bezdin is directing it and being koveya. Do the mila, do the tefillah. Even though it sounds a little bit of a balabatisha orchestra here, Bezdin is just telling them to do. But maybe they're listening to Bezdin. Then that's called the ma'isa. Is also done al pi Bezdin, and Bezdin's das could touch up this ma'isa. Is that enough? I think we can add more. So like this, we're trying to find out the involvement here in Bezdin that makes the tefillah. So like this. First I thought, I'm gonna knock this up, but a good machshava you could have said is, Bezdin is not stam an outsider standing here. There's a halacha that Geiris has to be bifnei Bezdin. This whole process must be bifnei Bezdin. Geiris mishpat ksivbe. So Bezdin is not stam an outsider walking down the street. The ma'isa must be done bifnei him. So they're involved in the ma'isa. Maybe that involvement of the ma'isa is enough that when they have the Das, it's considered that it's being done al PM. It's enough to be mechaber, so to speak. We're trying to find some connection, loose as it may be, between Bezdin has a shaychas to this Maisa, it has to be done bifneim. But I don't think it's correct. Why? It's not enough. I'll tell you why. First of all, the Bezdin that's doing the Geiris, Matbilin, that has to be the same Bezdin that has done bifneim. Mapitom. Who said? I mean, I don't know if I have the right nafkimini yet, but if the Bezdin that's having the Das, Koivea, the Tvila, and the Mila, but they're not the Bezdin that it's being done Bifneim. Let's say if they're not watching it. If Bifneim means you have to watch it, or they have to know about it. There's a different Bezdin sitting there. I think it would also work. I know Rashi does for some reason. Adas Bezdin bring in the. I know I'm aware of that. Rashi says Adas Bezdin shloisha yu b'tfilosi kedin kfilas ger, and I have shared the Rashi. It's a nice tidbit that you to know about Geiris. By the way, Geiris has to be done b'fnei shloisha b'fnei Bezdin. Is it like necessary for Asugya? Don't know. But what I'm saying is like this. I can find you a case where the Bezdin that's megayer him is lavdafka the ones that has done b'fnei him, and it would still work. That's number one. Number two is, I brought before Lagabi Pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara is Matcha the Raya from the Mishnah to Rav Huna. There's no Raya because in the Mishnah we're talking about when the Shenizgayru Bonov Ubanoisat Imoy, the Nichalahu. The Ramban learns Pshat in the Gemara that what's the Nichalahu? Because the father's the ones being Megayer. We find in the Ramban that it's not only Bezdin that could be Megayer or Kotten, the father could. Now, when the father's being Megayer, Avad is being done Bifnei Bezdin. Every Geiris has to be Bifnei Bezdin. But there's no official in Gemara's Rabbis and Gemara's and Shas, we only find Bezdin being Megayer Ketana. Bezdin is the one doing the Tzchiyah for some reason. But in Rishonim, which is the Ramban, we find it's not only Bezdin, the father can do it. That means again, the father's going to be zoyche in the das. The feeder Ramban, you're going to have to say that he was megayah before the son, otherwise he's a goy. A goy can't do tzchiya. Okay. But the father is being zoyche for the son. Again, the meal of a tefillah is in the cotton, and the father's having the das. What's his involvement over here? Maybe Bezdin, we're trying to get involved. What's the father? Shitas HaToysus in Ksubas on Memhei. Toysus Tech. Shitas HaToysus on Mem Dalit in Divri Masl HaGiyoris. It's Mechadish. You could be Megayer. The mother could be Megayer. The Ramban says the father. Megayer no Yisrael Das Imoy. Now, I'm not sure if all the Rishonim agree to this. In the Rajba, the way the Rajba learned this Gemara, it's only Bezdin. We only found Bezdin. The Ramban says even the father can do it. Tosfos says even the mother. Maybe tomorrow you'll hear about what this machlokes could be. So, Rabbi Isai, over here, we're back to the Shaila. Maybe Bezdin is easier to find than involvement at Bezdin, because it's Bifnei Bezdin, but here we find the mother. Well, what's she's being Zeich in the Das, and Avadit means Midin Tzchiyah. Again, we're going with Tzchiyah. What does she have to do with the Maisa that someone's doing in the cotton? So perhaps, take one Nakuda. Rashi over here. Rashi says, on Rav Huna, Aldaz Bezdin, Rashi says, Im'ein Layav. Rashi's Mevur. Bezdin can only be Mekayer, a cotton that does not have a father. We don't find this in other Rishonim. Rashi says, Imoy hevi also lezgai, I'm leaving that out. That's another point why Rashi said that. But Rashi clearly says he doesn't have a father. It seems from Rashi, if he had a father, Bezdin cannot be Megayrim. Bezdin can't be. He'll ask, so what's with the Gemara later? Lezgai rubonov ubonais of Imoy. He has a father. He has a father. Rashi's going to have to learn like the Ramban. The Rashba learns in that Gemara, Bezdin is Megayrim. If you Rashi, Bezdin can't be Megayer if you have a father. Rashi will have to learn like the Ramban. The father's Megayer. Okay. But Akoponim, why does Rashi have to say he doesn't have a father? He does have a father, but the father's not coming to be Megayer. He does have a father. The father's busy playing baseball. What's the difference where the father is? Why does he have to have he doesn't have a father? So, one second. The answer is not the explanation. The answer lies in the next Rashi. When Rashi says, Al Das Bezdin, Rashi says in Loshen, Hein Nasin Loyav. Bezdin becomes the father. So without any Hasbora here, it seems like the picture from Rashi is, we're looking for the real Av or a replacement for the Av. Rashi says, when Bezdin is Megayim, who ever heard of this? There's a din Zochin La'odim Shaloi Befonov. In all Tzchiyah, there's no rules. Whoever wants to do it, whoever can do it, if you do it. Over here, Bezdin is doing the Geiris. And Rashi adds in, but they have to be a substitute for the Av. So it would seem from Rashi, when could you be B'mokri Ma'av? When there is no father. With Rashi number two, we know that's Pshat Rashi number one. If there's a father, you're not B'mokri, you're not Nasim Le'av, he has a father. But what's this? It's a hard Rashi, everyone knows. We'll hear much more about it tomorrow. But I'm going to spill the beans a little bit. Just to say over the Me'iri. Now the Me'iri is not Mamish Rashi in everything. But there's a Loshon in the Me'iri over here. That the Me'iri says like this, Sashenechit. The Me'iri says, first Me'iri on the Sugi here, with his Gekot, and he says, Bezdin is Matbil and Oisai, Megayir and Oisai al Daitom, with their Das, Ki Ilu Heim Avoisov Shelzeh, Sheyehei inyonoi mosur lohem kiderech sheho inyan sheinyan haben mosur laav lahachnisoi lebris ulekedusha samuna. So the Me'iri tells us what's special about the av going on over here, and what does it mean that Bezdin is nasin liav? Again, he says it's ki'ilu that the father sheyehei inyonoi mosur lohem. The inyan of this child is mosur to them; they're in charge. Like the father is in charge of the son, lahachnisa lebrisu lekedusha zemuna. Those are the words of the Me'iri. So, like this, I want to bring out as follows. Let's sum it up again. If we want to know who could be megayer or ger kotten, we need the parasha of Tzchiyah. Even though normal zochin laodem shaloi befonov in other places in Shas, anyone could do. Geris is different. We only find it by Bezdin, lefi the Ramban, the father. The mother, And Rashi is next level, that it's not only the father could do it, Beis Din can only do it when there's no father, because they're bimokrim the father. But the Avdei Nezer says already, someone else cannot do the geiris for a cotton. The Avdei Nezer says, loy shamanu, that someone could find a cotton in the street and he asks you to be megayrim, you could go be megayrim, bifnei Beis Din. It's only Beis Din or father, mother. My high, what is it? Tzchi, parashat Tzchi works for everyone. There's a shayla here that the Welt is busy with. What is it? What is it miyuchad about? It's midin tzchiyah. He has the mila v'tfila. He's missing the das, like your Baruch Meir said, for two reasons. Zochen l'odom. I can't have the das for the kotel. Why can anyone do it? We only find this, and the Avdei Nezer says lehedya. So I think with this meiri, we have a Pesach over here. It seems that there's something different about geiris. Not anyone could do the tzchiyah. Even if tzchiyah is midin shlichas, not anyone could do it. It's only someone that the child, the cotton, is moser biyodei lekedusha zemuna. Someone who's in charge of the ruchnias of this child has the ability to make decisions about his ruchnias. Lekedusha zemuna, lebris, usually, like it's father, mother. But we know there's a musuk that Beis Din also. Yemora says, Rabbi Gamliel, ubeis dinei was aviyem shal yisoymin. Beis Din is also in charge of ketana. So it seems from the Meiri that Avada, it's working with Tzchiyah, however, each region how they learn Tzchiyah. But there's another prat that's needed. To make this Maisa Geiris, you can't mix in unless you're someone that the Ben is Moser Biyotcha, that you decide what should be done with him. You have the ability that he's Moser Biyotcha Lachnisoi. He says, Kederech Av, that the Av, it's the Ben is Moser Biyada Av. Maybe we don't all know this, but a Ben is Moser Biyada Av, a Ruch Niyastika things. Lebris, Lekedusha Samuna, That's mutal on you to be on top of it, to be on top of the situation. So, Enechnami. But when he's bald as Gaia, we're looking about to make the decision for him. That decision, Avada, he's a goy now. You're right. But what the Geiris is deciding he should be a Yid. What? Yeah, that's a different. Yeah, you're asking why is the father a father? He's a cotton shenoy, but if the zichah is by a goy, cotton shenoy ladami. I don't know if when we're talking about father and mother with this inin of the miri, if it has to be the father, I'll be called in a yichas atayra. Maybe biological is enough for this inin. But you're right, he's a goy now. But what? Yeah. The nichel maybe is biological, you're saying. Yeah. But I'm talking about for this in the kud of the miri, besides the nichelu. State in miri, not everyone could do the zichah. When tzchi means I'm making a decision that he should be a yid. If it's a tzchus, I could. But if you're not someone who's bechlal abal abos on this cotton when he's in the sky or in his ruchnias, lav kol kiminated to have such a decision. It's not just the tzchias moment. That's l'choyu what's mevu in the meiri kalach yad. So it would seem, Rabbi Yisai, that this is the pshat in Rashi. Rashi holds the av is the one who really always has the decision. Ein lo yav, Beis Din substitute. Nasan lo yav means Beis Din is now in charge. But I think Lefidis Meiri, I think we have a little bit easier to understand what we started with. After we brought down Rebbe Ber, what is the Tzchiyah doing here? The Mais is Begufoy. You're being Zoich in the Das. We're looking for Beis Din, why are they involved over here? This cotton is coming to be Megayer, and he the Mais is in him. And he has a das. We're looking for to connect the das, some sort of chibur between what's happening over here, the mice that's happening with Beis Din. So we said maybe because it's bifnei Beis Din, that's not enough. We said, but the fidus meiri Beis Din is not stam on the side. Beis Din, Rashi holds by ein loyav. The meiri holds grada. The meiri holds even by yesh loyav, but it's still moser biyad Beis Din. Neprat. The meiri doesn't hold of Rashi. But we're talking about someone who is the deciding factor, decides about this child if he should be a yid. So when Beis Din says, yeah, do the tefillah and the milah, it's not some swimming instructor. Beis Din's on the side saying, watch out for this water, take him in the narrow. No. Beis Din is the one who has the ability to make that hachlota and decision if this should take place or not. Someone else comes in and wants to have the das, even if they're directing the milah of the tefillah. Who are you? You could decide. You don't have the ability to make a decision about a cotton's geiris. So Avada, I understand much better that the mice is being done al pi Beis Din. Again, the tzchiyah, the mice is in the cotton, like we said. Bo'ber, mila b'tzvila. The Bezdin or the father mother fellowship is in the Das. But we see another aspect in the Meiri, who can have the koyach to be zoicha and for the cotton. It's only someone who has this ability to make the decision about what should happen to the cotton. So like this. This is a big overview of the sugi here. I just want to mention that there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin on Samaches Omer Aleph that there's a few pratim which we don't have time for, the whole Tosis. But I'm going to mention one prat, one small prat. Tosis there, it's also a sugi about a ger cotton. There's a whole sugi about a ger cotton. And Tosis asks the kasha, ger cotton, ein tzchil le cotton. Tosis also talks about ein tzchil le goy. It's a Tosis that there's a lot of chedushim on every line. I just want to bring out one. Tosis says ein tzchil le cotton. How could anyone do the tzchia? Tosis says a line v'nira. The tzchia de geirus loy domi le shar tzchias. It's not like every tzchia. The mashe bezdin matbil in oisoy einam zoichin ba'avuroy. Elohu zoiche ba'atzmoy ubegufoy shenase ger v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. A line in Tosis. Tosis says, Chia the Geris, it's not like other Chias where you have to do something. You pick up a chayfetz, you're zoiche for someone. The cotton, the meal of a tefillah is in him. For him to be zoiche, he's not being zoiche in something outside like money. His guf is becoming a yid. The kedusha that's in his guf, a cotton could also have that. He becomes a yid. This is, you don't have to be zoicher. Words of Tosfos. You don't have to be zoicher for him. El zoicher ba'atzmoy. One second. Says Tosfos. And that the Gemara says in Ksubas, Tanina zochen la'odom shaloi befonov, umeshani, the Gemara answers, you would think that oivet kechovim be'efkeir nichalei. He says, Haina, so what's the shot in the Gemara? It sounds like from Tosfos that this is not tzchia. Hold on a second. It sounds like from Tosfos that Geirus is not really a parashat tzchiyah b'chlal. It's something like, I don't want to say tefilas kelim, that's a little bit rochoik, but something like a tefilas nida. A nida, there's one man young in the Gemara that for tefilas nida you need kavona. But there's no chaloisim. You're not zoiche. You don't have a boch ber zoiche in the Tyro. You don't have a maisa kinyan here. Just get into the mikvah with a kavona. So what we're having in the Beis Yankiv, over here, the Nesivas, he brings this marshal down when he brings down this Tosfos. It sounds like from Tosfos, this is not really Tzchi over here. This is just, Shomon, get you in the mikveh, you'll become a Yid automatically, just like a Nida becomes Torah. So says Tosfos, but the Gemara says if it's a Choyv, you can't do it. Our Gemara, if it's Keira Nichale, you can't do it. Bishleim, if it's the parish of Tzchi, Zochin Vein Chovin. So Tosfos says, no, what the Gemara means is, Tosfos says, Eloshin, if it was a Choyva, Loi Hoyal Lebezdin Lehismatzea, Lahachnis Gufoy Bidova Shiyesh Lechoyva. What are they doing it for if it's a chayva? It's like this. I'm going to say this in a nutshell. There are achroinim, and I think Rebbe Chanan Bechlolam, that learn in this Tosfos that it's a totally flip on our sugya. That this Tosfos is saying, Geiris has nothing to do with Tzchiyah, you're not being Zoichim Kedushas Yisrael, nothing of the sort. There's no Maisa Kinyan, there's no Maisa Tzchiyah in Kedushas Yisrael. It's similar to a tefillah from Tumah L'Taira. Just someone has to do it, has to be done with the proper kavanas. The Nesiva says this. So why is our Gemara saying if it's a choiv, you shouldn't do it? Because it's not nice. It's not nice if it's a choiv. Why are you going around making a choiv for someone? Not nice. So when Rav Huna is saying it's a schus v'lo, he's saying you can do it. It's nice. Rabbi Isai, it's like this. To learn such a pshat is like very difficult in our Gemara. Very difficult. Like the Gemara Omer Rav Huna, Ger Kotten Matbil and Oisal Dasbets. Really, it has nothing to do with Tzchiyah. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Tanina Zochin La'adam Shaloi Befonov. What's the Kasha? If it's not Tzchiyah, so you have to say what the Gemara is bringing in. I have a Raya. You're allowed to do good things for someone. How do I know that if something's good, you should do it for someone if it's good for them? Well, Zochin La'adam. That's the pshat in the Gemara. You couldn't find another Raya. That's the raya. I mean, it's hafta l'reicha kamoicha gemilas chasodim roidei tzedakah v'chesed, Rebbe Yitzchak Lavloshin in the Hakdama. to the Ruach Chaim. He says, he brings from his father. What does he bring from Chayiv Loshim? What's the Loshim over there? He says, Lo Nivra Ha'odam Ela Lahoya Lachrini. That's what Avada, the Gemara is bringing a parasha from Tzchiya. So what I'm just shtelling avek is you must learn Tosfos different over there. The Mahalach in Tosfos has to be, Tosfos is not saying you don't need the parasha of Tzchiya. The Be'erich, what Tosfos means is as follows. Usually when I pick up a chayfetz for you, Rebbe Ochber said the din from Zochin I have to is for, well, let's talk about the Tzchiya and the Das for two reasons. The Maisa is not a Maisa if there's no Das, and the ability to be Zoiche in the Mama in the Geiris, the Kedushas Yisrael. That's what you need Tzchiya. Comes Tosfos over here and he says like this. For to be Zoiche in the Mama in Shebegeiris, you don't need me, that the Kotten could do. It's his goof that's changing, a Kotten could be Zoiche in that also. But I do need Tzchiya to make the Maisa Geiris into a Maisa Geiris. Because he doesn't have Das. What Tosfos is knocking down over here, not that I don't need Tzchiya, I only need Tzchiya for the Maisa, but not for the Tzchiya. Rabbi said, Loshen HaTosfos is, when Tosfos starts off, in the terrace, I'm just going to, Venire, the Tzchiya, the Geiris, Loi Domi, Lashar, Tzchiya. Tosfos is Mashmi, he's talking about Tzchiya. The Tzchiya. It is, we're still dealing with Tzchiya. That's the opening. So Avadi you need Tzchiya, and if it's a Choyv, you can't do it. When Tosfos says, Loi Hoya Bezdin Mismatzeh, he doesn't mean they shouldn't, he means they can't. That's what Tosfos means, they can't. But this Prat, unfortunately, I don't have time now. But will have to be explained, which is, if Tosfos holds, Tzchiya is Midin Shlichas, then Ein Shlichas, Ein Tzchiya Lekotten. That's our whole Tosfos, what's Ein Shlichas? Comes Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and is making a Spalt. When do I need Tzchiya Midin Shlichas? When I'm being, for the Tzchiya Samomen, I'm being Zoichin something for you, I have to be a Shliach. But if you could do that, just to do, that the Maisa should be done with a Das Legeris, a non tzadi denichale is enough, it doesn't need the din of Tzchiya Midin Shlichas. How to explain that needs a separate shir, and Amir Tzashem, Aboisai, Aboisai Hashakoyach, a great week.